Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM, just in time for the nation's 250th birthday. Fox News Channel's chief political anchor and number one best-selling author Brett Baer is out with a new book, The Case for America, An Argument on Behalf of Our Nation. He's online with us right now. Brett, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
An argument on behalf of our nation. What's the argument for America? What's state the case?
Well, I've written a lot of books about presidents and used that experience to kind of frame this book as an argument in front of a jury of our peers with evidence and arguments ahead of the America 250. Basically, the outline is these dynamic truths about our nation. And I get into specifics and specific examples from all of those presidents I've written about and contemporary voices. But one is that America chooses unity eventually. It's in our name, United, but we welcome dissent, and dissent is baked in the cake. Two, it's a beacon of freedom. Freedom is who we are, freedom to speak, freedom of the press, freedom to pick up where you are and start over someplace else. You can't do that a lot of places in the world. We've got the gift of resilience. We've been in really dark spots. This book is not about rose-colored glasses or sugarcoating our history. It's about the warts and all, the mistakes. But we as a country have been resilient and bounced back from some of our darkest spots. And it's the land of opportunity. America still is that. Some people say it's a lot tougher, but if you work hard and hustle, you can still make it in America. And there are specific examples of that as well.
Telling the history of this country, Brett, can be polarizing because you have different ways of viewing history. You can show warts and all. You can show a more sanitized version. How do you view history?
Well, personally, I view it that we should embrace our history and not erase our history. I think that, as I said, we've been in very, very dark spots, and we've evolved. But Condoleezza Rice, one of the voices I interviewed for this book, said the best part is that we are not perfect. We are striving to be a perfect nation, and we continue to strive every day, but we are not there, and we haven't gotten there. But here is a voice from, you know, a black girl who grew up in the segregated South. She lost friends in the Birmingham bombing at that church. Her parents put her through school and really focused on education. And years later, she is sworn in as Secretary of State of the United States of America by a Jewish woman, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and both said to each other, only this. This can only happen in America. Those kinds of stories, plus the stories of the past, kind of pepper this book to be able to hopefully spark this conversation.
It seems like the nation is very divided politically right now, and that sort of bubbles over into all of our relationships, social relationships, family relationships. We've been here before. How do we get out of it this time?
You know, I talked to Arthur Brooks, who does a lot of great writing. He now writes about happiness, but he's done some political stuff and focus groups. And he said, you know, I put in the room MAGA supporters on one side and big liberals, Democratic socialists even on the other side, and went in and said, we're going to talk about politics. And you could see their back get up and getting ready to fight. And they said, but first we're going to spend 10 or 15 minutes talking about our family. And they start talking about their kids and teenage years and what they were doing on the swing set, the little kids, and family moving and vacations. And suddenly the temperature changed, and it was not about politics. It was about this shared love. And suddenly the conversation changed, and they started listening to each other. Not that they agreed with each other, but they were listening to each other. So America 250 potentially provides that opportunity, a shared love of the country, such, you know, like the same feeling you get when an American wins the gold medal in the Olympics and the flag's going up and the national anthem's playing and the athlete's crying and you get a lump in your throat and so does the person next to you. You may have different political ideas, but you have this shared love. And maybe this anniversary provides the vehicle to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. We're talking to Brett Baer, the chief political anchor for Fox News, and the author of a new book that's coming out in time for America 250, The Case for America, An Argument on Behalf of Our Nation. Brett, what does patriotism mean to you?
Well, I think it has a broad meaning. I think that love of the country doesn't have anything to do with politics. It has to do with understanding the sacrifices that have been made for us as Americans. And being patriotic means, you know, abiding by the law and fighting for our country as far as pulling for it. And I think even just pulling for our country is patriotic in today's day and age. You know, social media seems to drive us apart, and maybe by design sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think that civics and history could be back in schools. And patriotism is about saying, I'd like America to win.
Yeah, well said. Brett Baer, Fox News, the author of The Case for America, An Argument on Behalf of Our Nation. Brett, thanks so much.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. Well, there you go. It's interesting. He is the chief political anchor at Fox News, and he says, hey, it's not about politics, patriotism, and burying our differences. We can be politically opposite and still get along as humans. Absolutely.